welcome, my friends, to another edition of The Flip Side. This is Wednesday, July the 27th. Robbie Noel with you for the next 2 hours. Man, do we have a lot of stuff we got to cram into 2 hours. Hope to get to it all. A lot of it you will find on my website at robbienoel.com. Some interesting videos dealing with events that happened a decade or so ago, but very similar to events that are happening today. Tomorrow, Jeffrey Bennett is going to be joining us. I'm looking forward to it because Jeffrey Bennett and yours truly were in the so-called Patriot community way back in the 90s, and so we are going to be reminiscing about a lot of stuff that happened during the early years of the Clinton administration. Try and make head or tail of what's going on today. But first, let's deal with what's going on in the financial markets. Well, as you can appreciate, every day we have dueling press conferences from the Republicans and the Democrats, which always ends up causing traders to get really nervous on Wall Street. We'll have the sorry numbers for you when we return and a lot of other stuff, so hang in there, my friends. It's going to be a fast 2 hours. We'll be back after this.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Day after day I'm more confused, but I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Wednesday. Well, the Republicans were supposed to hold a press conference this morning. They canceled it. And then the Democrats had a news conference, and subsequently the Dow fell out of bed, seeing that there was no chance of any deal before the weekend on resolving raising the debt ceiling. As you know, Tuesday is D-Day. So the Dow Jones Industrials off 175 points at 12,325. NASDAQ off 68 at 2,771. Even Dunkin' Donuts' IPO didn't resurrect the markets. And yes, today the safe haven is the U.S. dollar, if you can believe that. Dollar up, dollar index up 56 basis points at 74.06. Well, whenever you have a major sell-off in the Dow, obviously it causes people to get a little wiggy, and a lot of other people who are on margin accounts getting margin calls, so they have to sell their good stuff in order to pay for their bad stuff. Which usually means they're going to sell their most profitable holdings, which unfortunately always includes mining shares. The XAU getting hit today, down 648 points. XAU now sitting at 212.36. Gold this morning before the sell-off in the Dow was at 1,629, now off 550 at 1,615. Silver was at 41.55, now off 59 cents at $40.42. Platinum is up a buck at 1,811. Palladium off 3 at 835. Now, more than likely, what's going to happen is the Democrats and the Republicans are going to have another press conference where they will more than likely announce that they are going to work tirelessly over the weekend to try and come up with a deal that they both can agree to. And they more than likely will make an announcement late Sunday afternoon that they have come to an agreement, thereby guaranteeing that when the markets open on Monday morning, the Dow will most probably have a big day on Monday. I mean, it's just you look at this stuff every day and you just have to shake your head because you know exactly how this is all going to play out. It's all smoke and mirrors, my friends. Now, if you go to my website, the top story I got from our friends over at Zero Hedge, where they got hold of a press release that was issued by the mayor of Boston's office, announcing to the citizens in Boston that joint federal military training exercises will take place within and around the Boston area between today and August the 5th. Military personnel will conduct training exercises to ensure the military's ability to operate in urban environments, prepare forces for upcoming overseas deployments, and meet mandatory training certification requirements. Helicopters will be used in some exercises. The Boston Police Department is working with the military personnel to coordinate training sites that will minimize negative impacts on Boston citizens and their daily routines. Safety precautions have been taken to prevent risk to the general public, and the military personnel involved. With that, the training site locations are not open to the public and will be guarded by uniformed personnel to provide additional safety. What's always interesting when you see stories like this posted on Zero Hedge is reading the comments in the comment section. And almost to the man, everybody commenting on this article on Zero Hedge thinks that they are just trying to get the people used to seeing military personnel within city limits, working hand in glove with the local police. Call it conditioning techniques. What I found interesting about this mayor memo was saying preparing forces for upcoming overseas deployments. Now, to see what a warped and twisted mind I have, directly under that story from Zero Hedge is a 2 hour and 20 minute video exposing the CIA, the Bush administration, and moreover the Clinton administration of involvement and cover up of the events that took place in Mena, Arkansas in the 1990s with Oliver North, Barry Seals, and part and parcel of the Iran-Contra deal, where various government agencies, the CIA and the FBI and the DEA, were swapping guns for drugs with the Iran-Contras, and how the Clinton administration well, not only when he was governor of Arkansas, covered up the CIA covert operation, but put the kibosh on any further investigation when he became president, thereby covering George Bush's senior's butt in any involvement. As we know, George Bush Sr. headed up the CIA during the whole Iran-Contra episode. Directly below that is an article by Bill Conroy from narconews.com comparing the Iran-Contra scandal with the recent expose of the ATF's, and I'm sure CIA and DEA's involvement in another scheme called Fast and Furious, where the ATF apparently blew the cover of both the DEA and the FBI in exposing the shipping of military weaponry to Mexico. We just don't know what they got in return. Now, I find this interesting for a number of reasons. Least of which was the DEA announcing today of two narco terrorism stings that took place in New York. Now, according to the DEA, this shows the growing link between drugs and terrorism. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, even Tom Clancy would have a hard time working with all this stuff. Anyway, we'll take a short break and be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere. Each with their own secret care. So ferry.
Welcome back to the Flipside on this Wednesday. Let's go to the phones. Dave in Arizona. Hey, Dave.
How you doing, Robbie?
Hanging in there, brother. Watching this crazy world go by.
It's absolutely nutty. It's crazy, but I'm used to it now. I almost kind of like the craziness, because I'm getting used to it.
Yes, I mean it's so crazy. It's almost predictable.
Yeah, and it's like I'm eating it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could throw in the fact that Mort Zuckerman has recently acquired the largest building in Boston. So maybe something is going to happen. I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if something happens.
Oh,
to
boy.
This
That sounds like a Tom Clancy novel.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to comment on yesterday's show on the Stadmiller show.
Sure.
You were there for a little bit, and then I guess you took off for a siesta or something.
Yes.
But, John sounds, he's been sounding kind of ornery lately, like a little, pissed off. And, I understand his, frustrations, and he keeps pounding the, table with the question, why is no one thinking or listening or talking about what's going on? They're just watching football or baseball. And he's asking the questions, what's gonna wake the American people up? And I know what's going to wake the American people up is when they can't eat. That's what's going to wake them up. It's not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to get their attention. And you could actually segue that right into why are they conducting military exercises in Boston over this very period where the country is facing for the first time in its history a default on its obligations, which would mean that there would have to be decisions made as to who's going to get a check and who's not going to get a check.
And who's going to get a food stamp and who's not going to get a food stamp.
Yeah, because, you know, when that stuff, when those checks don't arrive, watch out, you know?
Yeah, and I was listening to your other show with, who's that guest that you always have on?
Charles Carlson.
Yeah, you guys were talking about ethanol and the food supply.
Yep.
And it was really interesting. I listened to the whole show, and I mean, I hadn't considered that issue for a long time because people, there's so many issues to talk about. People don't talk about ethanol anymore. But there's a whole lot of stuff coming down the pike that portend food spikes or food price spikes. And it's not just going to be about people losing their food stamps. It's going to be about people not being able to afford food, even if they do have a job, period.
Well, if you look at events that have unfolded around the world over the last 12 to 18 months, populist uprising have all begun based on rising food costs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that kid that set himself on fire in Tunisia, that set off the Arab Spring, if you will, was based on the fact that he couldn't afford, basic food.
Right. And I think that's it's that kind of thing that's kind of keeping Americans afloat right now, is that I think most Americans, they can still afford the very basics right now.
Sure.
At this point. That's what, I guess, keeping them asleep, so to speak, along with their televisions.
I mean that was a reason you had a settlement with the NFL. I mean, you know, take away their food, but please don't take away the football, because that'll just make situations that much worse.
I mean, could you imagine the kind of military confrontation we would have to over that?
Oh, I mean, it's
mind-boggling.
I mentioned it on yesterday's show as well. CNBC ran this, they have these polls that they run every morning to see what people think about certain things, and they asked the question, are you more concerned about raising the debt ceiling or a resolution in the NFL strike? And the majority of people that responded said they are more concerned about resolving the NFL strike than they were about resolving the debt ceiling.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's unbelievable to me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Wednesday. You still there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to let you go, but I just wanted to mention one thing. I wanted to suggest something to you guys.
Sure.
And I'm surprised you guys haven't done it, is you guys should have a YouTube channel, your Republic Broadcasting. Everyone's got a YouTube channel.
You know, even though I'm a webmaster of my own website, believe it or not, I'm a neophyte when it comes to figuring out how that works. So it would require someone with a little bit more expertise than I have to figure out how to do that.
Okay, I'm just making a suggestion because it seems like it's pretty pervasive now.
Oh sure.
So.
And I'm a great supporter on everything that shows up on YouTube.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I spend a lot of time on YouTube's search engine looking for various nuggets. And as I said, you come up with some amazing nuggets, and you can find it. On my page today, the two-hour video on the MENA, Arkansas CIA Bush-Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't always look for things political, but occasionally I do stumble across some amazing stuff that people put up on YouTube, and there's a 7-minute cartoon that someone did entitled Donald Duck Meets Glenn Beck in Right Wing Radio. That is absolutely hysterical.
I might have to look for that one.
Yeah, I mean, and what this guy did is he just pasted together, you know, old Donald Duck cartoons. I mean, and I'm just amazed how he did it. But it runs 7 minutes, and you can find it on my webpage. Together, you know, the other day I was talking about how this guy walked into a coin store in China and bought $1 million worth of silver.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's actually a video of it. On YouTube, it's posted on my website, right above another very interesting article, because we were also talking about, you know, this new Pan-Asian gold and silver exchange.
Right, right.
And there's an article that talks about the Rothschilds and how they are connected with the Hong Kong Mercantile Exchange.
Uh-oh. So are they going to be taking orders from London as well?
No. the Rothschilds abandoned London Metal Exchange a few years ago because they most probably saw the writing on the wall. But they have obviously fully integrated themselves with the Hong Kong Mercantile Exchange.
Wow, that's interesting.
We'll oh, yeah.
I'm wondering about that. Are the Chinese people, will they be like, if they have access to that kind of silver, they can just walk into a store and plop down that much cash? Do you think they would be savvy enough to just forego contracts altogether and just walk into a store and just get delivery immediately?
You know, that's a good question. Because in all the reports that I've read, the paper, silver, and gold that the Pan-Asia Exchange and the way it operates allows them to complete transactions on not only online but from whatever bank that they are using, and they can elect either to have it as a paper transaction, but they are allowed to take physical delivery whenever they want. So they got an option. You can either play the paper market, or if you're a little suspect of the paper market, you can elect to take delivery.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
And they've made silver very affordable. Now, I'm not exactly 100% sure on this, but judging from that video that's on my webpage, it almost sounds as if they can buy silver and gold pretty much at spot.
That's interesting.
In other words, there's no, you know, like when you buy an American Gold Eagle, you're going to pay $50 over spot. When you buy a Silver Eagle, you're going to pay $5 over spot.
Right.
But, you know, my reading of how these transactions work in China, I think they are buying it at spot.
Well, that's just more fuel to the fire.
Sure.
I would say. What effect do you think I know these debt talks, they're affecting the markets. I mean, whether or not it's for real or not, but I was wondering what your thoughts are on how it's moving the markets right now. Like,
oh, it's moving. Oh, brother, it's moving the markets it was down 180 points. Let me see if it's continuing on that precipitous path. Well, my screen is showing me now down 172 points.
Yeah. So I'm just questioning, just in the next couple of weeks or months or so, when all these debt talks flesh themselves out, I wonder how it's going to affect the markets either way.
Well, as I said earlier, the way many people see this thing turning out is you're going to have both Democrats and Republicans meeting over the weekend, more than likely coming to an agreement late Sunday afternoon, just in time for the Asian market open, which if it does come about, I can guarantee you that Monday morning the Dow will be up probably 250-300 points.
Just by coming up with a settlement.
Oh, sure, because you know, I mean, it's like Tuesday is end of the world, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, Sunday night they'll announce, well, the world is not going to end on Tuesday. And Wall Street will have a big sigh of relief, and you've also got you've also got to take into consideration, well, you know, this morning I was watching the Golf Channel.
Uh-huh.
I do that when I get frustrated with watching Fox News and CNBC.
Uh-huh.
And the guest they had on in the Golf Channel was Greg Norman.
Oh, yeah, good old Greg.
And Greg Norman is now, he's a tournament coordinator in Australia. In other words, he puts together tournaments, you know, big PGA events.
Okay.
And obviously the circle that he moves around putting these events together is he's moving around with CEOs of very large corporations who sponsor all these PGA events.
Right.
And he said, you know, within the golfing community, they are having a hard time getting commitments from these CEOs for tournaments just because of the fact that the CEOs are unsure of the financial climate in Washington and Wall Street.
Mm.
And he said the sooner that these people can sort out the problems with debts and deficits, it would free up these corporate CEOs who have, you know, a lot of money that are sitting on the sidelines to come back into the marketplace. And that's more or less the same thinking that you hear on Bloomberg and on CNBC, that there are American corporations with trillions of dollars in excess reserves that are sitting on the sidelines just waiting for the right environment before they, you know, are going to start kicking that money into the system by hiring people and expanding business. But so long as there's indecision in Washington, they're sitting on their hands.
Yeah,
And so Greg Norman was saying, and that's hurting his, you know, his business, because he needs CEOs to commit a lot of dollars to golf tournaments, and while they're sitting on their hands, they aren't committing, so, you know, it's affecting his ability to put together tournaments.
And those poor golfers, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I know. But I guess that is just a roundabout way of saying, you know, what everybody is assuming is going to happen once some sort of deal is done, is that it's going to free up all this money that's sitting on the sidelines.
Uh-huh.
And the reason this money right now is not coming into the marketplace is because nobody wants to do anything, so everybody's just sitting in cash.
Yeah, they're probably just watching the stock market and see what it's going to do on Tuesday.
Yeah, and you can make that argument for why is the dollar, you know, 81 basis points higher today? And that argument is because of the uncertainty, people have moved their money from the sidelines into U.S. Treasuries.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make any logical sense.
No, I mean, it's just, I don't understand. Well, I don't understand the whole, why everyone rides on just one, they're all riding on one thing when the fundamentals are the same.
Well, the Dow's now down 193 points.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing is unreal. These markets are just—they're not real.
Oh, of course they're not real.
I just can't. This future that we're heading into is unbelievable to me, and I still can't fully wrap my head around what's going to happen to this country.
Yeah, I know, brother. I have to say the amount of emails I get making inquiries about life in Mexico have increased dramatically over the past few weeks.
You should be a consultant. You should be like a travel consultant for expats down there.
Well, you know, as I said, there are people that have, you know, moved from America to Mexico a lot longer than I've been here.
Yep.
Who, you know, and Fred Reed, he's got a website, Fred on Everything, is most probably the most informative site you could go to, because he gets the questions all the time, and he writes lengthy articles about life in Mexico.
Yeah.
And you know, I just use, you know, his advice to people. You know, if that's what's on your mind, then, you know, take a two-week vacation, come to Mexico, and see whether or not you like it.
Right.
You know, that way you won't subject yourself to cultural shock, and, you know, and if you do like it when you're here, well, then you can make decisions for yourself.
Yeah, that sounds like excellent advice.
Oh,
but
sure.
Robbie, I want to
and Mexico is cheap for a vacation in the big scheme of things. I mean, it's cheaper to come to Mexico than it is to go to Las Vegas.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, one last question. What's it like buying gold and silver down where you are?
I haven't tried. Pretty much silver, and the reason I haven't is because the big store Electra, which is owned by Salinas Price, is in Cabo San Lucas, and I haven't made it. I mean, I've been to Cabo San Lucas a couple of times, but I haven't gone to see the Electra store there. And I guess you can buy silver libertads. 1 ounce, 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, 1/10 ounce, 1/20 ounce, from a there's in all the Electra stores they have a Mexican bank that sells a gold and silver libertads.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't been there. But people can get scammed in Mexico real easy, because there's a lot of what I refer to as, I mean, there's a lot of junk silver stores in Mexico, but it's not real silver. It's, you know, it's a crappy silver.
Tungsten silver.
Yeah, well, I would, well, yeah, it kind of looks kind of phony, but I haven't explored that one as much as I should have, but I'll get to it one of these days.
Okay, Robbie. Hey, thanks for taking my call, and enjoy your vacation, so to speak.
Yeah, well, I'm on a long extended vacation, brother.
Good for you.
Thanks, man.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Let's see. Do I have time to fit in a quick answer to an email? One of the emails I got asking about Mexico was the price of prescription drugs in Mexico, and that is one of the first things I noticed when I got to Cabo San Lucas. There are Mexican pharmacies on every other corner in Cabo San Lucas. You can't walk a block without walking past at least half a dozen pharmacies selling everything you can name. We'll be back.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day. Because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The first hour, let me just finish off about the question people asked me about the cost of prescription drugs in Mexico. And as I've said, there are pharmacies by the dozens here selling, well, at least they say, you know, all your major prescription drugs from OxyContin to Viagra to you know, all the most popular ones. I mean, you even had Whitey Bulger telling the FBI that while they were looking for him, he used to drive from California to Mexico to buy prescription drugs. But let me give you a little bit of advice. What you'll also find when you come to Mexico is there's a lot of cars that are parked near the beach, and they set up these sort of impromptu taco stands, and they sell fish tacos out of the back of their cars. Now, being a foodie, I love street food, but the locals will tell you, you really want to stay away from guys selling fish tacos out of the back of their car because you don't know what's in it. And I guess that's the same advice I would have to give anybody coming to Mexico who walks into one of these Mexican pharmacies and wants to buy whatever prescription drug of their choice, whether it is painkillers or Viagra, you really don't know what's in it. For all I know, they could be sugar pills. And I have to hazard a guess, judging by the proliferation of pharmacies, a lot of the stuff they sell is more than likely not what it's advertised to be. So, as usual, it's buyer beware. I haven't been tempted to buy anything, although one of these days I will tell you about my experiences in America with prescription drugs and painkillers. I had a I had an experience with them that I wouldn't even wish on my worst enemy. So we'll leave that for another day. 'Cause I have very strong feelings about what the DEA thinks of doctors who prescribe painkillers, and it's a mess. The medical system, just like the legal system in America, is woefully inept. Anyway, stand by, my friends. Another hour of The Flip Side still to go on this Wednesday, July the 27th. We'll take a top of the hour break and be right back.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between